Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, Dukes and Bell live from Falcons headquarters. Happy holidays. It's a Squid Billy, Bo Morgan from the morning shift. How'd you like sleeping in today?
I would have liked it a lot better if the baby didn't wake up at 4 a.m.
By the way, that baby is adorable. I hate children, but that kid is cute, man. No, because we were talking about this the other day off the air. Carl and I mean, sometimes, you know, it is what it is. You got friends and they got the baby, and sometimes the baby... I remember my dad said about my sister, she's going to grow into that face, right? And, luckily my sister didn't hear that. She was a baby, and she did, and she's very beautiful. But, you know, your kid is absolutely a precious Amy, glowing. We saw them up there at the golf tournament last week. What a great-looking baby.
She smiles all the time. She call her Smiley sometimes because she's always smiling. It's really cool, and she's something, man. She's starting to crawl, too, and now I know that I'm in trouble because she's moving fast.
That's a good-looking kid. Carl is on vacation. No, I don't know where he is. He doesn't tell me anything. I mean, like, what does he think he is? He's like the Dodgers? Somebody's going to break into his house while he's on vacation? He's got security. But anyway, Carl is out of town, so it's Mike and Friends for the next couple of days. As we mentioned, Steak's going to be in tomorrow. Chris will be with me. By the way, Thursday's show, we mentioned we're going to be at Buffalo's Friday show. We're going to be in Buckhead, guys. I think Hasselhoff's swinging by, our boy Jerry, so come on down. He's not really, you know, Hasselhoff from Night, you know, Ranger. I mean, that's the band.
Night Rider.
Night Rider. But you can still rock in America. But anyway, Hasselhoff, my buddy, I'm pimping a friend of mine. Come visit my friend here at the broadcast.
Look like the real Hasselhoff.
But he's a good dude. We're going to be there, guys. Twin Peaks and Buckhead, 2 to 6. Food, drink, and scenic views. Women in lumberjack outfits that want to meet you. As we get ready for conference championship weekend in college football, Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6. Twin Peaks with Chris. I'm Turtle. That's Friday with 92.9 The Game. All right, man. We were talking about Cousins. I got to be honest. I mean, I don't – and this is not a – again, saying you like how Cousins is playing, this is not a shot at Mike Penix Jr., so don't get triggered out there, you Penix people. I like Penix too. I'm just going to have to keep him on ice now until God knows when. But what about Cousins, where he's at, making the most out of some pretty mediocre receivers right now?
Yeah, you know, you had asked me before the break what the deal was with the Miami game, and I think it was a little bit of a perfect storm because the last time this guy played, played was the Raiders game, right? And he was bad. As you can think about how healthy his ankle was, how healthy his shoulder was, whatever it was, it did hurt his confidence, and you could tell. And so I think a little bit that played into. There wasn't a lot of chemistry with the receivers. Darnell Mooney was still
play quarterback.
Thank you, Kirk. And apparently he didn't, based on what I saw the last two games. But there was. You know, Darnell Mooney was still doing whatever it is Darnell Mooney was doing.
Do your freaking job.
Drake was out.
Right.
So you've seen David Sills has his consistency go up and down. Kadarrell Hodge, probably a reason why he didn't play last week more than the special team stuff, was actually what he gave you as a receiver. And so, and I think some of that was that. Also, you were still running a more Penix-friendly offense, maybe because of what you said. There's probably some truth to that. You probably gave it. I had heard that. It wasn't earlier in the week. It wasn't looking good for Penix, but it felt like there was still hope. So I think some of that was. And then when you got to the Saints game, Mike, it was a more Cousins-friendly offense, and he started to gain his confidence as the game went on. He was very confident quarterback with some of the things he was doing, the side adjustments, the audible, the touchdown to Sills is an audible. Cousins audibles.
We're listening to Arch. I was listening to Arch and Wes on the radio call. And Arch talked about it. You know, he's making a change in the play because You can't listen to Vilma. Like, I know Vilma's not a bad guy, but he's just not that great at his job. They don't coach him up at Fox, and he's too pro-Saints, anti-Falcon.
Yeah.
So you can always, by the way, sync up. Programming note, it's easy. You pause the TV for like literally 15 seconds, and they're all synced.
Yeah, exactly.
And you listen to Arch and Wes.
And look, I listen. Arch has taught me so much about the game. I learned a lot from Mike, but that's what happened. And so that was a guy that was – look at the play to Algier, right, to get you down there. You know, they're bringing more, and it looked like possibly a green dog situation. And Algier just
– explain what a green dog is.
Well, so the linebacker is basically covering the back, right? And if the back looks like he's going to block, then he comes. He goes. He blitzes. And so it looked like Algier was going to pick up the blitz. Well, then Algier ran around the blitzer off the edge, and, you know, Kirk swung it out there. And give Kirk credit for – could have been a hot route. I don't know. You know, maybe we'll ask Ra about it.
Right.
But give Kirk credit for an accurate throw. Give Algier credit for doing what he does. A lot more of a threat than people realize in the pass game. So I thought Kirk looked really good. That doesn't mean I think he'll be here next year because – I'm not so sure with the finances.
$57 million cap hit. And, you know, the only way, and I was talking about this, I was on a show in Chicago talking about, you know, they're going around the NFL, do like these capsules. He was like a two-minute blurb last week preparing for the Jets game. And we're talking about, yeah, unless Cousins goes out and wins the division or gets you in the playoffs, there's no – and even then he's got to be amenable to restructuring the contract, which he's probably going to tell you, go pound sand. So, he was never happy about them drafting Penix Jr. We all know how things played out. I don't know, you know, that could you have just said, if you're Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot this offseason, because this is where we get to where Penix is. You thought you were going to have a first-time offensive coordinator working with a veteran quarterback for at least 2, maybe 3 years. And then, by that point, you're segueing to Penix Jr. Could you have sold it to the fan base after the way things went last year? Cousins is still our quarterback. I don't know. And said, you know, Penix Jr., we don't think he's ready yet. And then people, of course, would say, look, you know, you did one of the craziest things in the history of the NFL draft. He's got to be ready. He's not 21. He's 25. He had big starts in college. He played in the championship game. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because now how this season played out, there was good, bad, and ugly with Michael Penix Jr. The footwork thing that started in the Carolina game, the bad decision-making, the third down stuff. And that's where I thought, you know, can Zach help him by maybe simplifying some of these things? Or, look, I know in Berlin, and I saw because I was sitting behind the bench, Bo, different with Cousins, but Michael Penix Jr. is yelling as he's coming off the field, get me the effing play. In other words, they're not getting the plays in quickly. So then by the time he's over center, he's got no time to diagnose it, and bad things are happening.
Well, and I wonder how much he can diagnose it. That's why he's probably not under center as much.
Or in the pistol.
Yeah, and look, I think I've got moments of being critical of Zach, and you know, my co-host Mike Johnson in the mornings is very critical at times. The one thing I'll give him is, and I know you and Carl talked about it because I was listening to you guys when I'm picking up pork chop, by the way, is that, well, what is he doing to make Penix comfortable? Well, why did he do it with Cousins? Well, I could tell you that it looks to me like he put Penix in an offense that Penix said he was comfortable in, which was the shotgun, mainly the pistol. Should he use more center? Should he have forced him more? I'm not going to disagree with you there because I do believe that at some point you got to do that. But that said, that's why Kirk was under center so much because Kirk's like, hey, I want to be under center. I'm sure Kirk and him talk.
Right.
And that works too. That doesn't mean every play calls, right? That doesn't mean he's the right guy for the job. It doesn't mean he's not. It's just saying that he has tried to do things. I don't agree with every play call either. But I do believe he helped Kirk when he came in by putting him back under center. And I think he was trying to help Penix, whether he was or not. You can make that argument.
The thing with Zach, and I said this to Bo this morning on our pre-show, you can check it out, guys. It's called Behind the Curtain. We do it about 11:15. We always give you a hit on Twitter when it's going to drop, and Day-Day's in there, and Orange usually in there as well, and Carl and I, we hash out what the show's going to be. We get into the bigger stories. My thing about Zach is it's not like he played quarterback. He knows what he's doing. He comes from a successful offense. Sometimes it's not the right fit. You know, is he the right fit for this team? Is he the right fit for Michael Penix Jr.? It's not like, you know, the pistol. I'm not anti-pistol. It's how much we use it with Penix. You see pistol every weekend in the NFL with almost every team. Somebody will use some form of it in the course of the season. You see it. But with Penix Jr., that's where I wonder about the coaching. And, you know, between him and Yates, obviously, you know, we know that Ike Hilliard was part of the offense. He was dismissed. But getting this quarterback where, like, this is something you've got to have in the NFL. You've got to be under center, the play action. And that's the other thing I noticed, you know, the last couple of games at Mercedes-Benz in Germany, then the play action is so slow and deliberate, it almost looks like, wow, he's got his back to the receivers down the field for too long. Nothing about it sort of passed the eye test before he got injured.
It's a Mike Johnson says all the time, it's a mirroring of the run game and the pass game. And with the blocking schemes that they're using in the run game, is that mirroring what they're doing in play action? Arch, I know, talks about this with you guys a lot. He talks about it with me a lot, that play action is really run action for the offensive line. You're supposed to come up and mirror. Is the offensive line doing a good enough job when they run action? Is that because of the style of play? We talked about this on the behind the curtain, I think is what you call it, right?
Right.
The fact that when you fire coaches every 2 or 3 years, you're now signing players under that regime to fit what they want to do. So now when you bring a new coach in, it's not so easy to say, I want to run this. People say, well, why is Zach Robinson not running Sean McVay's offense like to an even close to what Sean McVay does it? Well, because he's not running Sean McVay's offense, which is really Sean McVay's version of Mike Shanahan's offense. But the problem is go look at what Sean McVay has up front. His guards are both 330, okay? Our guard is 305 and Chris Lindstrom, who we'll talk to later, and Bergeron, I think, is 315, 320. They're not the same. You can't run the same stuff that the Rams do.
We're sort of a zone blocking scheme.
You're supposed to be a wide zone.
Right.
But, Mike, when I watch film with a former offensive lineman, he looks at me and says, I almost think we're running more mid-zone. And when I say watch film, it's not like Mike Johnson and I go home and we pull up a big projector screen. We sit in my office at 5 a.m. and we watch the All-22, and I'm like, he'll say, they did this there. What does that mean? and he tells me. And well, so I learned.
But that's, you know, we've talked about, you know, there's for our audience, you got everybody from the casual fan to the hardcore fan. You listen to a sports talk show, you feel you know football. Sometimes that's a problem. But in the case of this offense, you got two great running backs. There's certain times, like with the 49ers, just even with their backups, they were decimated with injuries. They just kicked our ass at the line, at the point of attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they take away things. But there's always, that's why I asked Coach Ra, where's plan B? Because you can't, I mean, everybody comes in with scripted plays for that first series, and sometimes you look great, but where's the plan B? There's got to be an ability to pivot. And I wonder, where are we in that? Look, in our offense.
And you know what's funny is you bring the Niners game. Look, and I know we're talking about offense. Did you ever think a guy that most people bemoaned the signing of, it's just a nobody. He's a depth player. And Divine Diablo would be the difference in the run defense.
Didn't have any idea. We said it at the time. We talked about it with Divine. You know, Divine Diablo. Didn't know who you were, man. And then, boy, when he was out, you felt it. Hey,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The 4th and 1 segment, guys. We'll talk more about the NFL next. We're waiting on Coach Raheem Morris. They're down on Tomlin in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at prioritymensmedical.com. Where is Mike Tomlin going to go? I like what Sexy Rexy said on ESPN. You fire him tomorrow, there's 15 teams that hire him. Well, actually, they have to be hiring for opening, but you get the idea.
You know, Mike Tomlin and Mike McCarthy, they might be the mirror.
And we'll talk about it. And Coach Ra is going to pop in here too, live from Falcons HQ. Bo in for Carl on Duke's Bell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.